So I'm here with Hinny Pawsey of the band Cold Habit. You're putting on a couple of bowls, one on Friday and one on Saturday night.
Yes. There has been, in previous Folk Weekend Oxford's, an element of Eurodance, but this year we're doing a bit more. We're having two evening dances. On the Friday night, we're going to have a Scandinavian night, and my trio will be playing, and also a fantastic duo of John Francis Goodacre, who is an Oxford student currently, a great fiddle player, and Lucy Hazard, who's a fantastic melodeon player. And Lucy's just finished a little while ago a year of study of Swedish dance in Tobo, and so she's going to be running a workshop at the beginning of the evening as well. So that's Friday, and on the Saturday we'll have French night. So again, my trio will be playing, and also a fantastic duo, Stephen Tyler and Katie Marchant, who, if you know anything about French music in the UK, you'll have heard their names over and over again. They're great. And again, we'll be starting the evening by a workshop by Lucy. So if you don't know the steps, if you've never done Eurodance before, you can come along to the workshop, and that'll give you the tools that you need to have a really, really great night. It's kind of like a Kaylee, except most of the dances are couple dances, and there's no caller. So you have to know the basic steps to join in, but there will be so many people there who know the steps already. You can just grab somebody and they will show you, and it'll be marvellous. And we have a lovely venue to do it in, St. Columba's. It's got a really great dance floor and a lovely acoustic, and we're really looking forward to it.
Cool. So one of the themes of this year's Folk Weekend is about accessibility in terms of getting as many people involved as possible. And your workshops in sort of teaching people the dances before the actual bows are a really important part of that. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really cool.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. There's quite a bunch of people who are interested in this kind of Eurodance music and dance in Oxford. There's the regular French and Scandinavian sessions at the James Street Tavern, and the ISIP Eurodance as well, run by similar people. So there's a core of interest, but it's something that we really love and we really want to communicate to the wider population. So no doubt there'll be a lot of people coming to this festival who are really into English folk music and Celtic folk music, and there's a lot of fantastic stuff going on over the weekend in that kind of genre. But it's also an opportunity to broaden people's horizons a little bit and introduce them to these beautiful dances and lovely music from the continent.
Cool. So for the unfortunately uninitiated, what is a bow? What are the basics of it?
It involves live music and a space to dance in, basically. The Scandinavian dance repertoire are dances like Scottish, which has got similar kind of steps to things that you'll encounter in Scotland. Lots of these names of dances are from places. So we've got Polskas, which are originally from Poland, but they have nothing to do with the Polish dance. And we've got the Scottish from Scotland originally, but it has nothing to do with Scottish dance. It's quite a convoluted etymology. So we've got dances like Scottish and waltz, which you'll recognise, a little bit faster than English waltz, but basically the same step. What else? Long dances, which are line dances. Very, very simple steps. They involve as long a line as you can muster. Polska is the kind of the backbone of the Swedish tradition, which is a beautiful couple dance, which has a walking step and then a turning step. Very, very beautiful stuff. And the French stuff, there's overlap. There's some Scottish, which is same as the Scottish. There's a lot of mazurka, waltz, those kinds of dances.
Where bells come from? Where were they originally performed by, danced by?
A bell is a French term, and it just means a dance. But in this context, it's come to mean traditional dance. And so you get little bells all over France, generally during the summer when you can do it outside. If you go to festivals like the Le Son Continu in the centre of France, which used to be Saint-Chartier, the big French festival, then you'll know that there's dance floors all over the place. So it'll just be a parquet that they've made flat so you can dance on it, and people will play in duos or trios. And there's slightly different styles of dance and music that come from the different parts of France, although the ones in England tend to be a bit of a mishmash. So you get a bit of Auvergne stuff, a bit of Provençal stuff, and maybe a bit of Breton as well. Breton is quite a distinct tradition, but It all gets mushed in and we get the best bits over here.
Great.
So technically we should probably not call the Friday night a bal because it's Swedish. We should probably call it a danskväll, a dance evening.
Of course.
Same kind of idea. Flat floor, band, have fun.
So this is all a completely new idea to me. But there is a Breton tradition which I know a little bit about. I've forgotten the name, but it was to do with flattening the fields for crops. And there are enormous circle dances.
Yes, the Breton tradition is slightly different from the French one. They've got a lot more connections with Celtic traditions. So there are lots of dances in common between Cornwall and Wales and Brittany, for example. And they've kept it all quite separate. There's a lot of pride in Breton culture and Breton language. So there are the dances that were designed for flattening the place where you're going to build your house. There's lots of little repetitive steps. It gets very hypnotic. And there will be some of those dances on the Saturday night. We'll do at least a hantodro, which is the really common long dance. So you link arms with people and you step in time, and it's a really beautiful kind of hypnotic experience.
Fantastic. So that's Hinny playing with Cold Harbour and special guests at St Columba's Church on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m.
Thank you very much.